Hello guys, welcome to The Positive Mindset. My name is Samson Felix. I just want to use this medium to say thank you to every one of you that always listen to this podcast. I really do appreciate you. And for those of you who also subscribe, I just want to say thank you. I can't thank you enough. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, make sure you stay tuned and subscribe for more amazing content. Thank you. Hello guys, today I'm going to be talking about forgiveness. Why should you forgive that friend, that family member, or that person you trusted that did something very terrible to you, and you feel like you can never trust that person or forgive that person? Today I just want to give you a reason and urge you or encourage you to forgive that person, because for me it is something that I personally do struggle with myself. I find it hard to forgive someone, especially if you're someone that I trusted or I have a lot of expectation from, and you betrayed me. It's going to be hard to forgive, which is what I struggle with in the past. And not until I decided to start living in the moment and don't take things personal and don't have a lot of expectation from people, because people will always be people. We are not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. That person is not perfect. Things like this is going to happen. So I just don't take things personal like the way I used to. Before now, I am someone who struggle with anger. I usually do get angry. I get angry easily, and I struggle with that a lot. Not until I started having kids. Now I have a lot of patience, especially with kids. You got to be very patient, especially if you have 2 to 3 kids running around in the house. You want to be very patient. At least in my case, I am. But talking about forgiveness, I have a friend of mine that I trusted that did something very terrible to me, and I said, as long as I live, I can never forgive this person. I don't want to have anything to do with this person. This person betrayed me. And from that day moving forward, I just noticed that I have this anger, this resentment against that person. Each time the person's name is mentioned, I just have a bad day, basically. And it's taken a lot from me to keep up with that kind of energy. So I just decided one day, I said, you know what, is enough. I just need to forgive this person and just move forward. And sometimes that person may not deserve to be forgiven, and they may not even ask you for forgiveness, but it is your responsibility to forgive that person for your own peace, for your own sanity, for your own mental health. You have to forgive that person, because it takes a lot from you not to forgive compared to if you decide to forgive that person. I actually saw a post on Instagram. I saw a post. It said, holding a grudge doesn't make you strong. It makes you bitter. Forgiving doesn't make you weak. It sets you free. Forgiving doesn't make you weak. It sets you free. So when you decide to forgive, you set yourself free from the bondage of not forgiving that person. So when you decide not to forgive, you're like chaining yourself to that emotion, to that feeling, to that anger, that resentment, whatever that person did. You are chaining yourself down to that. But once you decide to forgive that person, you set yourself free from that. For whatever thing they may have done to you, you set yourself free. And sometimes, like I said, that person may not even deserve to be forgiven, but for your own sake, you have to forgive that person. And sometimes expectation is one of the reasons why we heartbroken. In my case, I have a lot of expectation from this person. I trusted this person. I believe they are going to do the right thing, but he didn't do the right thing. And I was heartbroken. I was betrayed. I was hungry. I have this resentment against this person because of the expectation I have. I put on him. I have a lot of expectation from him, but he didn't do the right thing. So sometimes when you expect a lot from people and they didn't do the right thing, just like this is bound to happen. So moving forward, I don't have a lot of expectation from people because we are human beings. I'm not perfect. Like I said, you're not perfect. That person is not perfect. Things like this is bound to happen anytime. I just go with the flow, stay in the moment, and just enjoy life. So today, I just want to encourage you, urge you to decide today to forgive that person. Let go of that anger, let go of that resentment, and set yourself free from that whatever thing they may have done, even though that person may not deserve to be forgiven. But for your own sake, forgive that person and set yourself free today. Thank you for listening, and do enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.